on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are in the middle of a midterm election cycle. And basically, we've got midterm elections coming up in June. And then a general election in November. And an organization that has, gosh, for as long as I can remember in politics, been very active. Americans for Prosperity. We on this program... even dating back to our days at CBS. And we were very, very active with them, registering voters and doing events with them. It was really a fun experience. But the mission statement for Americans for Prosperity has changed over the years. The mission statement is different. The political footprint is a little different. And coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be joined by Ronnie Naharro. He is the state director for Americans for Prosperity Nevada. And we'll find out from him what the mission statement for Americans for Prosperity is. They have been very, very active even before this political cycle. But they've been very, very they've been proactive, actually. And they're taking on issues that matter to the American people. We're going to find out what those issues are and a whole lot more coming up. And don't forget, later, Stavros Anthony, he's running for lieutenant governor. Why does somebody run for lieutenant governor? What is it that a lieutenant governor does? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Signed a case for an elderly gentleman, and his adult daughter was his caregiver. They were both involved in a car accident, and they sustained some pretty serious injuries from that. They were both prescribed oxycodone. We found that the daughter was misusing the prescription and was taking my client's prescription and her prescription. She would find herself going through withdrawals. She would become physical. She was arrested, and the success side is that he was provided the appropriate care that he was needing. With every one case that we open, there's another 5 cases out there that were never called in to us. Adult Protective Services, we are truly there to protect. I mean, it's in our name.
To learn more about opioid misuse and vulnerable adults, visit APSGetHelp.com. This video was supported in part by a grant from the Administration for Community Living, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, DHHS. Grantees carrying out projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Therefore, points of view or opinions do not necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living or DHHS policy.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. A judge today has ruled that former President Donald Trump must answer questions under oath in a New York probe into his business practices. His two eldest children, Ivanka and Donald Jr., must also testify. They are expected, however, to appeal. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn says the United States would be in a much stronger position against Russia right now if President Biden had shown strong leadership.
If he had put economic sanctions on Putin, the oligarchs, on the country, if he had said absolutely not to Nord Stream 2, if he had begun sales of lethal aid to the Ukrainian army so they could protect themselves.
Blackburn was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Meanwhile, President Biden says there's a very high risk of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. Also at townhall.com, several GOP senators say they suspect that former Boston Celtics center Enos Kanter-Freedom is being blacklisted by the NBA for speaking out against human rights abuses in China.
Kanter-Freedom made the rounds in the Senate on Wednesday and got two standing ovations when he spoke at the Republicans' closed-door luncheon. The former first-round draft pick and 10-year NBA veteran spoke about China's growing influence over the NBA and says it's an open secret that players, like himself, who criticize China are likely to lose their jobs. Kanter-Freedom was on the Hill at the invitation of Utah Senator Mike Lee. He's now asking the NBA for an explanation about why Kanter-Freedom was traded away by the Celtics, only to be waived by the Houston Rockets. Bob Agner reporting.
Heavy snow in the Midwest. Meanwhile, forecasters say parts of the Deep South could see some strong thunderstorms, even tornadoes tonight. More on these stories at townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com.
Protecting the rights of the accused is the commitment shared by Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Dedicated, respected, and the best team for your defense. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
It's 104. This is your KMCQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Alaska Airlines is launching the first of its kind subscription service for West Coast flights, including Las Vegas. The service will allow travelers to sign up a number of different packages based on their needs. Annual plans will be available for between $49 and $749 per month, depending on the package you choose. You'll get between 6 and 24 nonstop flights per year. Right now, two annual plans are available, the Flight Pass and the Flight Pass Pro. Clark County's COVID-19 metrics continue to improve, with the 14-day rolling average down 1.3 percentage points to 19.9%. Nevada's two-week positivity rate is 19.1. That's down 1.3 percentage points. State health officials say 56.3% of eligible Nevadans have been vaccinated, 55.7% in Clark County. Meanwhile, the county officials have announced the closing of two major COVID-19 testing sites. The Texas Station testing site closes on Sunday, and the Sam Boyd Stadium location will close on March 10th.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
That doesn't look too bad on area freeways right now. No major delays on the 15 or the 215 right now. You will see those lane restrictions slow you down on Interstate 515 through the downtown area. That's both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue.
In addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that. And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It is live and local. And we always have fun when we have Ronnie Naharro on. He is the state director for Americans for Prosperity Nevada, and he joins us. Ronnie, it's been a while. How you been?
Kevin, doing well. It's good to be on your show. Always fun talking to you.
One of the things that I know that you have been active in is in polling the community and finding out what the community views as important. You've got a public opinion strategies poll that is just out. Can you talk a little bit about what's in the poll and what it tells you?
Right, definitely. So at Americans for Prosperity, you know, we're really committed to finding solutions to some of our most complex problems, whether that's fixing our broken immigration system or whether that's finding health care that takes the government out of health care and puts it in more private hands. And what AFP did is they did a survey, a public opinion poll on the immigration issue, and found that the status quo, we all know, is not broken, but, you know, when we talk about reforming our immigration system, it's very important that we consider border security. This is no surprise to a lot of folks. So what this found is that, you know, the American public is really, really looking for solutions on this immigration issue. And they're looking for solutions that involve obviously strengthening our border and making sure that our border agents, our agencies at the border, our enforcement mechanisms there have all the resources they need to be able to combat the effect, be more effective on this issue. They also found that the vast majority of voters also support reforming the visa system for agricultural workers, which coincides with a lot of our dairy farmers across the country and states that produce our food. We're seeing a lot of worker shortages across the country in this area. And so what this poll tells us is that the country's ready for action on immigration reform, but it's not a partisan action. It's an action with both sides coming together to address our border, number one, to also be able to take into consider reforming our visa system to deal with labor shortages, but also the third path is to find a permanent solution to those that are considered dreamers. So it's a three-pronged approach that I think the American people are ready for. Unfortunately, partisan politics continue to be the main hindrance on that issue.
I was fascinated, and I'm just curious if you are surprised that 9 of 10 in this poll say that politicians say one thing and they promise to get something done on immigration reform, but they don't do it. 9 out of 10 Americans don't have a lot of faith in Congress,
and that's a big problem. You know, we deserve a government that reforms our laws when they're clearly not working. You know, and when that comes into consideration on this immigration issue, we know that the border is a big problem. As a matter of fact, I read a report on Reuters just the other day that in the month of March, they're expecting an unparalleled surge of over 9,000 migrants to the border. Right? We don't have the capacity to deal with that, obviously. And so, you know, we need action on that issue, which is why we're supporting a bill that Texas Senator Cornyn and Kyrsten Sinema put forth, that's called the Border Solutions Act, which would take great steps in making sure that we have the capabilities to address future flows of immigrants into the border. But more importantly, give us the tools that we're going to need to actually focus on those that want to do us wrong. So, for example, what we mean by border security means we need to invest more in modernizing some of the technology that's currently in place. It's very outdated. It doesn't come up with the need that we need. It means hiring new Border Patrol agents, and it means also putting more resources into immigration judges to process a lot of these cases to clear up that backlog. And that would allow our immigration enforcement agencies to really focus on a lot of the problems that we see, the security issues that we're seeing on the border, which is most important. I think that would be the proper role of border security, to focus on those individuals that are coming to do us harm and not so much contribute to the very needs of our country.
Is it your contention, though, that this can be a bipartisan issue, that this doesn't have to be a polarizing issue, but it's something we can all rally around?
Absolutely. Look, we understand, and the poll shows it, right, that a large majority of people on both parties support common sense border security, common sense immigration reform. It's no secret. Nobody, I don't think, disagrees with that we need to know who's coming in and what, and that we need to be safe. Like, that's not the issue. The problem is that political parties pick one side or the other. It's either border enforcement and border security, without really detailing what that means. And the other side is saying, no, we should, you know, we shouldn't have border security. And the reality is that the American people both agree that both of those things are necessary to be able to have a comprehensive solution to the issue. We believe that it's important to have border security, to have more resources. We believe that we need to deal with those that are here undocumented and provide them legal certainty so that they're able to continue with their lives. And lastly, we need to look at our visa system, which is the legal channels for which we provide those the opportunity to come into this country. Nobody disagrees with that. I think the American people are with us on that issue.
Does it surprise you how consistent the American people are? The stuff they want seems like it should be no-brainer stuff, but it gets caught up politically. Are you surprised, though, that the American people have figured this out?
I'm not surprised at all. We hear it all the time in the outreach that we do. Just look at what's going on right now in the country, right? You have, you know, there's labor shortages, right? Cost of groceries are going up. There's supply chain issues in our economy. If you deal with the labor shortages through visa reform and a lot of these agricultural sectors, maybe the prices will go down a little bit on a lot of our groceries, right? If we deal with legal immigration channels and give opportunities for those that come to the country, maybe you'd have less incentive to cross the border illegally. I think people are figuring this out. And more importantly, Kevin, I really do think that people just want to see solutions. I mean, I think we've seen an administration over the last, you know, 2 years, year and a half, that really hasn't delivered on anything. As a matter of fact, we still have an economy that's struggling with inflation. We still have, you know, rising costs on everything from gasoline to groceries. I think people want solutions, and it's been far too long that we've had a Congress that really focused on that instead of trying to find political wins.
Again, Ronnie Naharro joining us, State Director for Americans for Prosperity, Nevada. Our program, Live and Local, has been, in existence for going on 11 years. And in that time, we have partnered with Americans for Prosperity on a number of occasions, voter reg and all kinds of different things out there. And I know that over the years, just being a kind of up close and personal with AFP, we found that the mission statement for AFP has changed a little bit here and there. As we approach another election cycle, can you go through, and I'll give you as much time as you want, as far as what the mission statement for Americans for Prosperity is going into this midterm election? What are the issues that you folks care about and that you'll be working on?
Yeah, so what we really want to do, Kevin, is our mission's always been the same, and it's to advance policies that limit the scope and reach of the federal government in our lives. And that means advancing policies that empower the individual and not more big government solutions. This is why we support, we oppose things like Medicare for All or government-run health care. It's why we oppose a lot of these tariffs and overregulation in our sectors of our economy, because we believe that hinders opportunity and growth for all individuals. And that's never changed. What we have changed is that we focus on a lot wider breadth of issues. Issues like criminal justice reform, for example, issues like immigration, issues like, you know, fixing our educational system, because we know that if we remove barriers, government barriers in people's lives, that they're going to be able to be more successful and make the best version of themselves. So going into the midterm elections, you know, we want to continue to educate on these issues. One of our big priorities is going to be health care. We have to be able to find a way to deliver lower quality health care to all individuals, and that means offering folks a personal option, meaning that we need more reforms like telehealth, like HSA health savings accounts, more access to those, so that people move away from this government top-down system that we're so used to seeing, because we don't feel that's the right direction for our country to go to. And that's always been our mission, and that continues to be our mission even today. It's just that we're definitely taking on a lot more issues because we feel those are the most important issues that Americans care about.
If folks want to join AFP in your quest to get all these things done, how can they engage with you and with your organization?
You know, it's great that you asked that. We're here in Nevada. We're actually have an office here in Vegas. We have another one in Reno in the works. But just go to our Facebook page, Americans for Prosperity, AFP Nevada, and you'll see a lot of the content that we have, a lot of the issues we go to. You'll also see an events calendar there that allows you to join us for different events. But also, you know, visit our website, americansforprosperity.org. We have an action center there that you can take action on a lot of the issues that we have, and we love to have your support and really drive us to a more free and prosperous state, because we believe that limited government is the best way to go, and that's our mission to get there.
And I'm just curious, Ronnie, as we head to an election, primary elections in June, and then, of course, the November general election, you folks talk with a lot of people across our state. Can you give me just a list of two or three or four things, whatever it might be, that are the issues that are going to resonate with voters come November?
I definitely think the economy is top of mind for all of us. I think that's the issue right now, right? We're seeing it. We're feeling it. Who can get our economy back to the growth that we've seen before the pandemic was before the pandemic came, right? Healthcare is an important one. Combating, you know, finding more opportunities for our economy to grow is going to be very important. And immigration is going to be a big issue. I think there's a lot of talk out there, even though it's not being discussed in Congress like we want it to be. I think the American people are thinking about the issue, and I expect that to be an issue in the campaign as well at the state and national level.
It's going to be fun working with you, Ronnie. Thank you so much. Always good to get with you. I really appreciate it, and all your great people there at Americans for Prosperity. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Have a good one, Kevin. Thank you very much.
There you go. Ronnie Najaro joining us, State Director for Americans for Prosperity. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna
take it. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastroVerde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
You know, at this point, I think just about everyone paying attention knows that Steve Sisolak is bad for Nevada. But be very careful of who you choose as your next governor. We don't need another weak-willed rhino, or worse, a gun-grabbing sheriff. I looked at Joe Lombardo's record. He is clearly Nevada's anti-gun rights ambassador. Do you realize 13 Nevada sheriffs signed on to the Second Amendment Sanctuary County movement? Guess which sheriff lacked the courage for that? Yep, Joe Lombardo. Lombardo even supports a universal background check. Mr. Lombardo, Spider-Man is not real, and criminals are not going to go through a universal background check before stealing, buying, or using a gun. I'm Fred Simon, a true Second Amendment supporter and a genuine conservative, and I am serious about fixing Nevada's problems. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Pets are the gatekeeper to our hearts and exemplify the true meaning of love. That's why Findlay's Super Las Vegas is partnering with Hearts Alive Village to give pets the best possible care filled with a lifetime of love. Tell us about your pet and how we can help them live their longest and best life possible. Findlay's Super Las Vegas could select your pet to support and cover veterinarian expenses for potential medical needs. Go to SuperLasVegas.com to submit your story today. SuperLasVegas.com.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220, or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, I always love it when during a political campaign we end up with politicians who deny reality. They say, that's not true, when in reality we can all see it. Bernie Sanders, God bless him. I disagree with his policy about 100% of the time. He is a socialist. He admits it. More power to him. But I loved it yesterday because he went to the floor of the United States Senate. I just happened to be watching. And by the way, I want to thank Pat Casale for filling in yesterday. But I was watching this U.S. Senate floor speech in which Bernie Sanders essentially indicted the Democrats during the pandemic for what was just horrendous. I mean, we all lived through it. Many of us, 900,000, didn't live through it. I mean, it's sad what we had to go through because of Democrat leadership in so many cities and states around the country. But the fact is, Bernie Sanders yesterday, listen to this floor speech. It's meant as kind of a socialist manifesto of all the stuff that's gone wrong during the pandemic. But it's all due to Democrats. It's all due to the people like Steve Sisolak. And it's why we must replace people like that. But right here, Bernie Sanders gives essentially a carte blanche approach to what went wrong during the pandemic. And it's all at the hands, all at the feet of the Democrats. This was Bernie Sanders yesterday in the United States Senate. Here it is.
Mr. President, it's important, I think, that we acknowledge a very simple truth that
few people can disagree with, and that is we are living at